'Cause I remember how much you loved to dance, do all the things I should have done when I was your man. Do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Good to have you back with us on The Morning After, brought to you by we'll soon have a sponsor, 825 Q105 podcast of this show. After the show, you can listen to them during the week if you want, Q1055.com, or find our social. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Floyd, a.k.a. Deja D. Delatero is here, and our friend Demarius is also here. It was a hellish week in the wake of what happened down in at Parkland at the school, where 17 people lost their lives, the kids testifying with Congress, the town halls on CNN, and then a lot of people had some really shoddy ideas this week. Whitmer was closed yesterday because of a threat that was found online, as well as two other Washington local schools. There was a threat at an Archbold school. There was a threat also for St. Ursula. None, I believe, were as drastic as what came around for Whitmer, which, again, was closed yesterday. So I wanted to talk to you guys about this. D, we've kind of like, there's been obviously a lot of discussion, a lot of gun stuff, a lot of mental health stuff. And I wonder, and it turns out that like too many people missed this dude last week. And I'm wondering now that certainly could have been stopped. And I wonder if these threats now are like what I think most of us, Demarius, you're the youngest of us, doing this. It's scary. It's terrifying. But it's like the new fire drill where people would ring the fire bell.
This shouldn't be this. Out of all the things in the world that children should be worried about or have to do a drill about, this is the worst thing in the world to have to teach a child.
The president said that.
It is like, and I'm telling it. It's heartbreaking. That along with a tornado drill or a fire drill, you have to now worry about whether or not your kid is picking up the instructions for an active shooter. Like, to even say that and in the same breath use school should be upsetting. I don't understand why people are fighting. Our children are dying.
Yeah.
Like, our kids are dying. And you want to fight over something that you feel you have a right to. Your kids are dying.
Hold on, back it up to the threats here. Mm-hmm. Because it's kids who often make bad decisions and take jokes too far. Like, you want to pull the fire bell? Okay. But this is kids dying, and this is something that I've seen a lot of parental discussion online. They're scared to send their kids to school. My kids going to school. When they find these kids that pull these stunts, that call in these threats, they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Oh, they will.
You have Connor, who's 11. Mm-hmm. What thoughts have gone through your head with this? Because you don't want to get a call from Jody saying,
"Oh God,
Connor didn't go to school today because somebody called in a threat."
Keep him home. That's a no-brainer nowadays. Just because, I mean, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'd rather you miss a day of school than miss the rest of your entire life, because you just don't know anymore. So many people have, like, the thing that kills me about all of this is how the first thing after something like this happens is we look to blame somebody. We don't look to solve a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to find out who we can hold accountable and why, if they had done this, this, and this, it would have been different. But it's not different. When you argue about things that could have been, it keeps you from arguing or even talking about the ways to fix things.
We seem to agree when this stuff happens, like when it's a lone wolf thing, like, we agree that it's very hard to stop that. But the more I hear a week later after all this and all the yelling with the guns and stuff, it seemed like there was a decade worth of signs with this kid. So as much as
look
I want to say,
eyebrows,
like,
you could have told him just from his eyebrows,
like legitimate stuff. So as much as I say, if somebody wants to run and do something bad, like one person, it's hard to stop them. But there were signs there. Floyd, I'm glad you're here today, because I want to ask you from the perspective of, I just saw our friend Tori a couple weeks ago.
Okay,
and she's like, there's idiots all the time threatening the pride.
Oh, so yeah. It's
you
for,
being part of the...
Yeah, and I get messages all the time. Like, a few years ago, I got a message saying, don't show up. That's all it said. Nothing more, nothing less. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then come to find out, it was this person who sent the same message to a lot of people, but they went more into detail.
How do you manage it? Because this is terrorism.
It's terrifying, but, like, I'm part of a bigger picture. Mm-hmm. So I just... You just got to go with the flow. And, like mine was very mild compared to everyone else's. But after the fact, it came to the light that it was literally someone who is in... I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's terrifying because I perform. Like, my biggest fear, and we actually talked about this the other night, closing the bar. My biggest fear is to be shot while performing. It's... I know what I do, people don't like, or they don't understand, they don't get it. And there are people out there who's just like, oh, they're better off just dead. And it's terrifying to think that you are so vulnerable on stage expressing yourself and your art that someone just hates you that much mm-hmm. to run up there. And there's no one to stop you. Like, it's a crowded bar. Think of Pulse. Those people had no idea that was going to happen.
Right.
They literally woke up, got ready, talked to their friends. Hey, what you going to wear tonight? I don't know, but we're going to have a good time. And they're having a good time ordering a drink. And next thing you're standing there and it's... Not to be graphic, you're there ordering a drink, and your friend slumps over.
Right.
And you're like...
The calls that we heard from Pulse.
Yeah, you're like... Like, and your first instinct is, girl, get up, you're not that drunk. And then, like, they're not getting up, but there's blood coming out of them. That's terrifying.
Demarius, going to UT, like, this was a thing, like, when you were a teenager, the first big one that I can call back to is the Virginia Tech massacre.
Yes.
These have mostly happened at high schools. What's the talk like at UT, and how do you feel about all this?
Well, when I was a RA, they were implementing like policies and procedures for gun violence. So that's a good thing, but it is very scary to know that you can walk into school and your life can drastically change. Mm-hmm. That's the scary part. You don't know what's going to happen. I have siblings that go to UT as well, younger siblings. And to have that sort of thing happen, I would be, like, terrified. You know, I would just be really, really sad if something that happened. But, yeah, it's very scary.
Floyd?
This was actually brought up the other day. Me, my friend and I were talking. I'm from the generation of Columbine. I can tell you, whenever Columbine happened, I remember in 7th grade, I went to Washington Local School District, and we were in gym, my friend Jimmy and I, and all of a sudden, over the PA, they said, we're on a lockdown. I am 13. I don't know what a lockdown is.
Right.
All I remember is our little officer, I don't even know what they're called, truancy officer, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. He pushed us into the locker room and was like, you can't come out. And it was me, Jimmy, and the officer locked up for 3 hours. So we had no idea what was going on. Like, it's in that moment. And think of kids who actually do go through that. Like, there are PA systems that now say there's an active shooter on campus. That's as a kid, I don't know how they keep their cool.
Right.
We talked about this before, D. I told you when one of these happened that my dad grew up, he told me that they used to have, like, nuclear drills because mm-hmm. he was going to school in the 50s and 60s.
Those desks were made of ridiculous material that they made you hide under.
I hope we move on to something else at some point because these are kids that we're talking about. This seems to be the thing of the moment. And I help out the Lucas County Suicide Coalition. And one of the things that's included in the talks is if you bring up suicide with someone, it's not going to plant the seed that they're going to do it. But clearly what happened last week planted the seed in a bunch of sideways thinking kids to create havoc in schools. And like I said, I hope we move on to something else at some point because this is troubling.
Well, this is... It's like when I was a kid, it was like when kids would call in bomb threats,
yeah.
You know, and the school would evacuate. And 9 times out of 10, it's kids thinking that it's funny.
More often than that.
Yeah. And then, or thinking, you know what, this is a good, because honestly, what is it? You don't want to go to school on a Friday?
I don't want
to
take
you
this
don't,
test.
Yeah, you don't want to take a test. Then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, you know what? Me and a bunch of my friends got together and made a couple of veiled threats against some high schools. Boom. Now we got to close just because we have to be safe. It's rather be safe than be sorry. So, you know, and once again.
I can't imagine going to school Monday. Like,
I'd rather you go back. I'd rather you take your twisted ideas that unfortunately you get from these big instances. I'd rather you go back to bullying where I know that sounds awful, but at least maybe it's just a couple of kids as opposed to
Yeah, it's
scaring kids and families.
I agree with you. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
I'm going to wrap up with this, and thank you, everyone, for your perspective. It's the morning after on Q105. I saw a woman who was troubled and participating in it. She wasn't troubled. She was bothered talking on Facebook. Like, what happens one day if some kids call in it's a real threat to one school, but it's the threat there to attack another school? I'm like, that's genius, but it's also very possible. And I hope that kids that are doing this are not that smart. So I hope this stops. I don't know if it can and it will stop. And it's almost sad to say, I hope this moves on to something else where we threaten people, but not kids. Not kids. 8:35, Q105, the morning after. We will lighten things up with the 5-second rule coming up in a few minutes on Q105.
The 5 o'clock jam plays.